Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Taking a wanted to talk about the fact that Trump has refused the to the invitation to attend the G20 summit in South Africa. He's opting to send Vice President J.D. Vance instead. We wanted to chat with Dr. Nimrod Mbele and get his view on it. What are the implications? What does this mean for South Africa? Dr. Nimrod Mbele, good morning. Haven't spoken to you for a while. I'm hoping you are well.
Thank you so much, Howard. I'm good. Very interesting question, posture by Donald Trump by refusing to come through. But one thing that we should, that we should all know, that Trump is very consistent. So we were expecting him not to come through. And in a main, the idea is and influence South Africa's foreign policy. There are a number of trigger points which the world knows by now. Obviously, the first one was the BEE, the expropriation of land without compensation and the other one obviously was the genocide case, which is another big trigger point for Trump. And obviously use foreign aid to try and to weaponize or try and force South Africa's hand to try and put a particular agenda. But I think the bigger issue that we often don't really talk about, because those for me are just smaller trigger points. The real trigger point or real issue is about BRICS, because the association of South Africa in the context of BRICS, given the north to south geopolitical space, I think that's where the issue is.
So meaning what? Meaning the concern around the world being divided into Western democracies and then the BRICS countries, who seem to be forming a stronger bond?
Completely, yeah. Because it matters, because the BRICS is a counter global balance, which unfortunately threatens the long history of Western dominance and hegemony.
Right.
So, SR plays such a critical role. Russia is a strong player. China is a very strong player. China will soon become the largest economy in the globe. India is also coming. So there are a lot of other forces which are invariably threatens the Western dominance. So South Africa is just getting a whipping because doesn't have the same level of posture as in India, doesn't have the same level of muscle as Russia.
Right.
In as much as Trump administration has imposed series of punitive measures towards the Russians because of Ukraine, and the Indians and the Chinese. So I think, that's an elephant in the room which requires a bit of unpacking, because it has serious ramifications for South Africa, for the global south in the main.
What's interesting is that I was having a conversation with somebody in the U.S. and I mentioned something about South Africa's relationship with Iran, and their comments were, "It's Iran might look worse, but in fact, the U.S. is much more concerned about Russia, China, because that they have the potential" to do real damage to the U.S. Economy, and so they're more concerned about South Africa moving in that direction than even the Iranian direction. Would you agree with that?
Completely, because BRICS has a huge potential. It has grown in size, and it has grown in ambition, and it is really beginning to shape the North-South political landscape. That is why it presents such a huge threat to the U.S. The trade wars is just one aspect, part of it. But the South, there's also a de-dollarization conversation that is happening within BRICS, So if there's a shift, or when there's a shift away from dominance of the U.S. currency as the currency of the world, that has a serious ramifications for the U.S. So Trump administration, obviously, in anticipation of those, uses a financial and economic muscle and military muscle at this point in time to try and influence players within BRICS so that they toe the line. So, I mean, for me, the BEE is just one ICC, right. You know, but that bigger picture isn't within BRICS.
So let's look at it then from a different perspective, and let's look at it purely from a South African point of view. What is good for South Africa in terms of playing this out?
It's a very delicate balance, you know, relative to the matters that South Africa's economic growth has been weakened over a decade or so, and U.S. And European countries have been major trading partners. So South Africa cannot afford to lose a relationship with the U.S., cannot afford to lose a trading relationship with the, with European countries. And we've seen in the automotive space, you know, there's a closure of a number of manufacturing companies. Ford is on its way, Nissan, and so on and so forth. So South Africa and Chinese, on the other hand, bring a fully-fledged product, which undermines employment opportunities for South Africans. So it's a very tricky space for South Africans to be at. That is why there's the need for continuous engagement with the U.S.
And has there been an acceptance of that? You know, are we seeing South Africa making the right moves towards rekindling or improving the relationship that we have with the United States?
I mean, the foreign ministry is always engaging the U.S.
Yes.
And, you know, find amicable solutions. But it's a very tight rope, frankly speaking, because the U.S. won't budge on major ticket items. So the land issue, it's a sovereign issue from a South African perspective. And the ANC government, obviously, is caught up in between a rock and a hard place, because that division, even within the GNU, we know that DA have a particular orientation, which we know, given the trade history. The Russian issue is a big thorn in the DA's shoes because of Ukraine. Steers and then went to Ukraine to offer solidarity. And obviously the issues on the Middle East are one, you know, big item as well. So the divisions are everywhere, which requires sober minds, requires some level of trade-offs in terms of what is it that we can settle for and agree on. But it is a melting pot. It requires leadership that is very strong, a leadership that has integrity, and an ongoing conversation within a network of like-minded countries. I mean, South Africa is not alone. There are European countries that sees what South Africa is actually trying to achieve. But unfortunately, a minority.
Yes, and we're not exactly in a strong position. We do need to leave it there, Dr. Nimrod Mbele, giving us a perspective on the fact that Donald Trump has refused an invitation to come to the summit, what that means for South Africa, and how this translates to a reflection of South Africa's foreign policy.